Cardiovascular fitness refers to how effectively your heart, lungs, and blood vessels transport oxygen to your muscles during activity. When this system works smoothly, your body becomes more efficient at producing energy, allowing you to move longer, recover faster, and maintain a healthier internal environment. Cardio training is one of the most accessible forms of exercise. Anyone can start, regardless of age or fitness level. 1. Why cardiovascular fitness matters. Your heart is a muscle, and like any muscle, it becomes stronger with consistent use. When you regularly engage in cardio exercises, your heart pumps blood more efficiently, your resting heart rate decreases, and your lungs adapt to deliver oxygen more effectively. This leads to improved stamina and a reduction in everyday fatigue. Cardio also supports emotional balance. Studies show that cardiovascular exercise increases endorphins, natural chemicals that boost mood, reduce stress, and support mental clarity. Even a quick 10-minute walk can shift your mental state, helping you feel calmer and more grounded. 2. The benefits of regular cardio training. Cardio impacts nearly every part of your body. Here are the most important benefits. Improved heart health, strengthens the heart muscle and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Increased lung capacity, helps your lungs take in more oxygen with less effort. Better energy levels, enhances blood circulation, delivering nutrients and oxygen to cells faster. Supports weight management, burns calories efficiently while boosting metabolism. Improves sleep quality, people who do regular cardio fall asleep faster and wake up more rested. Mental health boost, reduces stress, anxiety, and symptoms of depression. Cardio is also a major contributor to longevity. People with better cardiovascular endurance tend to live longer, healthier lives. 3. Types of cardio, choose what fits your lifestyle. The beauty of cardiovascular fitness is that it's flexible. You can choose the intensity level and type of movement that fits your body and your goals. Low-intensity cardio. Ideal for beginners or people recovering from injury. Examples. Walking. Light cycling. Swimming. Casual hiking. Low-intensity cardio is gentle on the joints and perfect for daily consistency. Moderate-intensity cardio. Balances effort and comfort. Examples. Jogging. Cycling. Dance fitness. Brisk walking. This is ideal for improving endurance without overwhelming the body. High-intensity cardio. For people looking to maximize results in less time. Examples. Running. Stair climbing. HIIT workouts. Jump rope. HIIT, high-intensity interval training, is especially effective because it alternates between intense effort and recovery, dramatically improving heart health and fat-burning efficiency. 4. How much cardio do you need? Health organizations recommend 150 minutes per week of moderate cardio, 75 minutes per week of high-intensity cardio, a combination of both. This can be broken down easily, even 20 to 30 minutes a day can transform your health. The key is consistency, not perfection. Short sessions done daily outperform long sessions done occasionally. 5. Creating a balanced cardio routine. A well-designed cardio routine includes warm-up, 3 to 5 minutes of light movement to activate the muscles. Main training, your chosen cardio exercise. Cool down, gentle walking and stretching to bring your heart rate down. You can rotate activities to avoid boredom and prevent overuse injuries. For example, Monday, 30-minute walk. Wednesday, 20-minute jog. Friday, 15-minute HIIT. Weekend, swimming or cycling. This variety keeps your body challenged and your mind motivated. 6. Cardio for recovery and longevity. Many people underestimate how much cardio enhances recovery. After strength training, a few minutes of light cardio increases blood flow and helps remove waste products from the muscles. This reduces soreness and speeds up repair. Cardio also supports healthy aging by improving circulation, reducing inflammation, and maintaining functional mobility. The combination of cardio, strength training, and flexibility work creates a balanced, resilient body. 7. How to stay motivated. Motivation comes from routine, not waiting to feel ready. Here are simple tips. Start small to build confidence. Track your progress. Use music or podcasts to stay engaged. Celebrate small wins. Consistency is more important than intensity. Train with a friend or set weekly goals. The more you practice, the more your body craves movement.